Now we're moving on to our Your Stock, Our Take segment. The company we're going to review this week, it was sent in by a listener. It's Investcor Restaurant Group. IRG, most importantly, is its symbol on the TSX. They are a leading franchisor of restaurants operating around 226 locations in Eastern Canada. It's under four brands they operate. Pizza Delight operates primarily in Atlantic Canada, where they kind of dominate the family and mid-scale segment. Mike's and Scores Restaurant operate primarily in Quebec in the family and casual segments. And Baton Rouge operates in the province of Quebec, Ontario, and Nova Scotia in the casual dining segments. So when we look at a restaurant chain type company, we like to look at same store sales growth, meaning the year-over-year sales from each location, are they individually growing or not? This is organic growth, excluding growth by the addition of new restaurants. Now, in the company's last quarter, it posted 1.2% growth, significant improvement in same-store sales, and it is a positive but not massive growth, so overall would rank that as a plus for the company. Now, then we look, is the company growing EBITDA, cash flow, and earnings? Well, in all those categories, we have check marks here. Although the growth has been only in the last quarter between 5 and 12% respectively, so not at a tremendously high clip, but okay. Now, we think management has done a solid job turning around this business, refreshing the stores. Now, from a valuation perspective, based on cash flow, it trades at around anywhere from 16 to 18 times cash flow, which is not cheap, but likely in the fair value range for the business now the way it is structured today. Now, interestingly, last week, two major shareholder groups of this company have been pressing for the sale of the business. Now, they are ADW Capital Partners and CAMAC Partners, both from New York. They're New York-based investment firms. They own around 16.4% combined in the company. They sent a letter to shareholders and the board of directors and management of Investcor Group seeking a strategic sale. They essentially believe that a larger type of restaurant firm or operator could bring this company into the fold, help absorb some of the SG&A costs, and create long-term value and unlock some of the cash flow that is there right now. Now, you've read through the letter that these two New York-based investment firms put to the management group here. What do you believe? Do they believe there's some merits in the valuations they're talking about, and you think it offers good value here or decent value in Investcor itself, Aaron?
I think it offers reasonable value here. It really just depends on who would come along to purchase the company if that were to indeed happen. The two firms that you spoke about, they're estimating that the company is going to earn about $21 to $22 million in operating income for fiscal 2017, and that's with minimal maintenance capital expenditures to put back in the business to maintain that. They believe that in the hands of the right strategic buyer, that the company could make about $31 to $32 million in operating income. So when I say strategic buyer, I mean another company in a similar industry that is going to be able to. Where there's going to be synergies. So essentially you could roll Investcor's assets over into this company and you could take out a lot of the overhead, and that's why the earnings would increase. Looking at those expectations, if the company were to be bought by that type of a buyer and they were to achieve those numbers, if you were to attach a multiple of 8 to 10 times, that would give you a value of about $4.10 to $5.30 per share, and the stock is trading today at about $3 with a 3% dividend yield. So there's certainly some value potential. I think there's a lot of what ifs in that story, but it is a solid business. And when you look at those companies, those restaurant royalty companies where they do have same store sales growth, you typically see a fairly rich valuation on them in this market.
Yeah, I think it offers decent value, and that some could be unlocked through a strategic sale. But again, that would be just speculation on anybody's part at this stage.
Absolutely. If it would even happen, and if those numbers would be achieved, are big what ifs.
Of course.